I don't know about you, but I think all of us could use some good news these days. So Star 97.7 decided to go in search of Chris Byrne, also known as the Toy Guy. This week, Chris is at the Toy Fair in New York City, getting a first look at the hottest toys for 2025. Of course, the first thing we wanted to know is, what's the outlook for our local toy book and gift shops?
That is a great question, because we're actually seeing local toy stores doing really well because of the ability for people to come in and get personal recommendations. And there's an organization called ASTRA, the American Specialty Toy Retailers Association, which is all designed to help small retailers do better business.
Don't go away. Chris will be back in our Star 97.7 newscast to let us in on the year's hottest trends in toys. What do you say we set aside the politics for some good old-fashioned playtime? Star 97.7 contacted Chris Byrne, a.k.a. the Toy Guy, at this year's Toy Fair in New York City. Chris tells us there are two big trends in toys this year, and the first is rockin' retro and all about the animals.
The first is characters and classic play situations, starting with Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol is going into its 11th season on TV, and then, believe it or not, Hello Kitty is actually 50 years old, and she's just adorable. She's in a new Dream Cafe, which is part of the Builder line from Jazzwares, and you're not going to guess who's back, Barney. Barney is back in a big way from Fisher-Price.
Chris says the pups of Adventure Bay get their very own airport this year. Hello Kitty fans can enjoy building the 354-piece cafe that's 4 inches tall and a foot wide when finished. And everybody's favorite Purple Pal is already out with plushies, with lots more to come with all these toys later this year. We're talking this week with Chris Byrne, a.k.a. the Toy Guy. We got a hold of Chris at this year's biggest event in toys, the annual Toy Fair in New York City. Chris tells Star 97.7 what's old is new. Paw Patrol, Hello Kitty, and Barney are all seeing a resurgence. Another retro item? Slime. But Chris says that ain't your mama's slime.
Well, I think one of the big things out there, one of the big trends has been slime. And Moose Toys has introduced something called Gooey Gooey. And I fell in love with this when I saw this several months ago, because it's slime, but it looks like it came from Sephora. And it's sort of glamorous slime, if you will. And kids can't seem to get enough of it.
Chris says the new slime is tinted, comes in 4 different texture combinations, and should be readily available later this year. Star 97.7 this week caught up with Chris Byrne, also known as the Toy Guy, who's no doubt having the time of his life at the annual Toy Fair in New York City. Chris tells us there's a lot to see and a lot of competition this year.
The stakes are always very high because there's about 160,000 toys on the market here. Not all of them are going to find the shelf where they're going to have to compete to get shelf space. One of the big issues is what's going to happen with tariffs. It's still in flux, but the good news is the toy industry for the past 100-plus years, in the United States at least, has always responded to changing market conditions with creativity, innovation, and the desire to bring joy to kids.
Think we could get Barney or maybe a Beanie Baby on the ballot in 2028? You can follow the Toy Guy and see all the latest trends on Instagram and at thetoyguy.com.